A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
And our temperature downtown is 79 degrees.
Speeds have been good on our freeways, getting a little busy in a couple of spots, though. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The Salt Lake City protests. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A whole lot of red paint and graffiti is all that remains from last night's protest in downtown Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City protests. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage live on the scene outside the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. John?
Yeah, Amanda, a group of a couple hundred protesters began gathering here at the Salt Lake County DA's office a few hours after DA Sim Gill ruled that officers were justified in using deadly force when Bernardo Palacios Carbajal was shot and killed on May 23rd. The group chanted that they were going to stand up and fight back as they plastered the street, sidewalk, and plenty of the building with red paint. Salt Lake City Police declared the protest to be unlawful once windows were broken at the building. At that time, they dispersed the crowd and a few officers were injured in the process. Additionally, Governor Herbert declared a state of emergency closing the Capitol building. It'll stay that way through Monday. Right now, there's a few cleanup workers on site. That red paint is not going away. Right now, they're just picking up some of the garbage and trying to get this area cleaned up just a little bit. Reporting live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A group of protesters is asking the governor to get rid of Utah's coronavirus restrictions, saying they're causing businesses to close. Green Girl Smoothie CEO Robin Openshaw says 15% of small businesses in Park City have closed up shop, and she's worried about the future.
We have to stand up for them because they're the engine of the economy, they are the tax base, and their friends and neighbors are small business owners.
Several people who rallied outside the Salt Lake Health Department building last night also questioned why we need mask mandates.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City School District has a different plan from many others around the state for the start of school next month. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas says if things stay like they are right now, students won't be back in class at all.
District spokesperson Yandere Chatwin says this plan was put together with input from parents and educators.
Last spring, no one had time to plan. But we do have some time to, you know, optimize as much as we can going into the fall.
Under the plan, all learning will be online if Salt Lake City remains in an orange condition as designated by the state. If things improve to yellow, students will be divided into groups. Some will attend class on different days of the week and do online learning activities the rest of the time. And everybody will have to wear masks at school. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Is it safer to send kids to school on the bus or some other way? A new report says in Utah, it's pretty safe either way.
In this report card, we are actually showing that we're making a real concerted effort to protect our kids.
It's a study that comes out every couple of years that ranks states on providing ways to get students to school by walking or biking. Dr. Brett Mackiff with the Utah Department of Health says Utah always ranks as one of the healthiest states, and we rank high here too.
But we're doing just the same when it comes to that environment for walking and biking to school.
Mackiff says because of this and now COVID, it might make sense to go retro.
It was so common in the mid-60s. We had 50% of the population walking to school. It was great. Right now, we're down to about 11%.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Reopening is not going as planned in the nation's largest states. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, leading health experts are calling for hotspot states to shut down as coronavirus escalates and deaths have begun to climb again. Dr. Tony Fauci says those states didn't follow White House task force guidelines.
Some states skipped over those and just opened up too quickly.
He named Florida in particular for skipping over checkpoints for reopening. A Southern California security guard held on $1 million bail in the shooting death of a man at a grocery store who wasn't wearing a face mask. Umir Hawkins is charged with murder in Gardena.
Ended up getting killed by a coward, shooting him in the back.
The victim was not a customer, but waiting for help to change a flat tire. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Joint Chiefs Chair General Mark Milley told a House committee yesterday they can't confirm Russia paid bounties to the Taliban to kill Americans.
If we did, there'd be a different response, too.
He and Defense Secretary Esper testified to the Armed Services Committee. They're continuing to investigate that claim. And Michael Cohen is back in prison. The former personal attorney for President Trump refused parole conditions during a meeting in New York yesterday. So he was taken away in handcuffs. He had been under home arrest for a financial fraud conviction. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Triple-digit temperatures on the way for parts of the Beehive State this weekend.
We're at the point now where we're going to be talking about excessive heat in parts of our state, the southeast, and Utah's Dixie for this weekend as temperatures there get up to near the 110 range, so about as hot as we get in the summertime for St. George. And for the Wasatch Front, we're talking about temperatures near 100 and tomorrow and Sunday as well.
Grant says the heat sticks around as we start next week with highs on Monday about 98 for the Wasatch Front. Then it looks like we cool just slightly into the mid-90s for Tuesday and Wednesday.